It's The Takeaway on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. A state sentencing commission has issued a new report a year after it was charged with looking at how to reform New York's Rockefeller drug laws. The commission recommends allowing judges more discretion in sentencing first and second time nonviolent drug offenders. It also calls for more funding for drug treatment programs. Joining us now, Robert Ganji, executive director of the Correctional Association of New York, and Bridget Brennan, New York City special narcotics prosecutor. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
Bridget, let's start with you. Tell us some of your initial reactions to the report. I know you're happy to see that it endorses the district attorney's drug treatment programs.
I think it also recognized the big strides we've all made in diverting more drug offenders to treatment rather than prison. Prison population is down by 48% in the last decade and 23% in the past 4 years alone. And it recognized all of that and provided us with a good basis for moving forward.
And Robert, what was your reaction to the report? Were there any recommendations that you were pleased with?
Yes, it sounds like Bridget Brennan and I may be agreeing more than we have in the past in our debates about this issue. We were pleased with a lot of the content of the report, especially its recommendations to expand judicial discretion, to give judges more ability to make the decision about who to incarcerate or who to divert to an alternative to incarceration program. Our main criticism of the report is that its recommendations for judicial diversion was not far-reaching enough, and that it excluded certain categories of offenders from being eligible for judicial diversion. Very telling are recent statements by Governor Patterson, by Shelley Silver, who is the leader of the state assembly, and by Malcolm Smith, who is the leader of the state senate, all of whom are calling for sweeping reforms of the Rockefeller drug laws.
Now, there's a strong racial component to the Rockefeller drug laws. Currently, we believe 89% of those serving under the sentencing guidelines are minorities. And I'm going to play a piece of tape for you. Here's the top public safety aide and chairwoman of the commission, Denise O'Donnell, who's calling for reforms that address this racial disparity.
The overall beneficiary of that kind of discretion and that investment in treatment versus incarceration would be persons of color.
So let me ask you both, what are the chances that racial disparities will be addressed in the drug law reforms? Bridget, can we start with you?
Sure. The high number of minorities in prison on drug crimes is very troubling and has been. It's not the laws themselves that create that disparity, however. We enforce the laws in response to community complaints. And by and large, certainly here in New York City, the complaints we receive come from communities of color. That is by far the largest number of community complaints that we receive. And I think that is something of an explanation for that disparity.
And are prosecutors concerned about anything in this report?
Yeah, of course prosecutors are concerned about what you refer to as expanded judicial discretion. Prosecutors are very concerned about public safety, and there's an underlying assumption, not in the report, but in some of the questions, that all drug crimes are caused by addicts and that treatment is the answer to every problem. That's simply not the case. There are many drug dealers who are out there trafficking in drugs. Their main motivation is to make money, and lots of money off of very vulnerable communities. Those people deserve punishment. They deserve incarceration. There's nothing else that's going to deter them from that life of crime and from destroying the quality of life in their communities. And our concern is that the two populations don't get mixed, the addicts and the drug traffickers.
And Robert Ganji, would you agree with that? And would you also see that there are chances for racial disparities to be addressed in the...
I agree with Bridget that a main goal of all of us concerned about this issue is increasing the quality of life and public safety for all communities. So we're on the same page with wanting to achieve that purpose. I think we part company in a number of ways. Communities of color do complain about the drug dealing in their community, but the communities of color are also the main communities that are calling for reform former appeal of the Rockefeller drug laws, because they see far too many of their young people going to prison on very low-level drug offense charges. And we have no problems with law enforcement breaking up gangs of drug dealers who intimidate a community and threaten a community. It's that incarceration isn't the answer in every case. All the research shows that treatment and other alternative programs are far more successful in treating people who are get involved in the drug trade, whether they're drug addicts or whether they're just drug dealers, and diverting them from crime once they complete the program. And if the judges had more discretion and had more alternative programs available, including not only treatment but job training programs and job placement programs, you'd have less crime, you'd have a better quality of life in the community, and you'd have a fairer and more just system.
Okay, well, both chambers of the state legislature are expected to take up this issue in the coming weeks. Robert Ganji, Executive Director of the Correctional Association of New York, and Bridget Brennan, New York City Special Narcotics Prosecutor, thank you so much for joining us on WNYC.
Thank you
for having us.